It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today we'll start the new year off with an extended visit about a group of plants that come pretty close to being all things to all gardeners. They provide flowers, fragrance, and flavorings. They're easy to grow and practically maintenance-free. They thrive in nutrient-poor soil, bask in blistering sun, and, whether in or out of the kitchen, they can take the heat. Most harmful insects give them a wide berth, and to top it all off, they're good medicine. I'm talking about herbs, of course, and for the next few weeks, I'll examine some basics for growing and using a few of these most loyal subjects of the plant kingdom. For optimum growth and the essential oils that produce their flavors and fragrances, most herbs require at least 6 hours of sunlight each day. And as a general rule, herbs prefer slightly alkaline soil and less water than most flowers and vegetables. So you can see why growing herbs in our High Plains Public Radio listening area makes good sense. However, don't think you can get by with a plant-it-and-forget-it attitude. They do require some care during the growing season, especially during summer heat waves, when mulching will be helpful in conserving moisture around the root systems. But for the most part, they're happy with the natural nutrients in the soil, occasional watering, and a well-drained and sunny location that reminds them of the rocky and arid Mediterranean birthplace of many of their ancestors. Herbs can be aromatic, culinary, or medicinal. Many, such as rosemary, do double or triple duty in the bath, kitchen, or medicine chest. Herbs can be annuals, like basil, that doesn't make it past the slightest breath of frosty air each autumn. Or they can be biennials, like parsley, that produces the familiar restaurant plate garnish the first year and then springs up to 3 feet in height the second year when it blooms and sets seed. They can also be perennials like sage and lavender that come back year after year, or tender perennials like rosemary, which isn't hardy to the northern sections of our area unless it's brought indoors or heavily mulched and protected during the winter. When planning an herb garden, decide what you want to produce and use. If you're a gourmet cook, you'll probably opt for parsley, basil, oregano, chives, thyme, or savory. The list is seemingly endless. If you want your life filled with fragrance, you'll want to look for some of the many lavenders and mints available. And if natural health is in your forecast, think about growing your own herbal tea ingredients as well as stomach soothers and headache remedies. Once you decide on a direction, be sure to give your plants room to grow. Herbs have amazing powers, and I've found that one of them is the ability to get bigger and bushier than I ever imagined. And some can become invasive, pushing out in all directions or reseeding all over the place. Of course, if you put your herbs to work for you throughout the season, using them often and thus keeping them clipped and trimmed, you'll head off some of the invasive qualities by not allowing the plant to form reproductive seed pods. So think ahead and do your homework on your choices. Then join me next week when I'll talk about some kitchen herbs and what to do with them.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.